This is a download from the Post-Keynesian Economics Study Group, PKSG. For more information and terms of use, please visit www.postkeynesian.net.
Well, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the workshop. Now, I want to briefly update you, because this is at the same time an annual workshop and sort of our membership meeting. I don't know whether all of you are members of PKSG. If not, I warmly encourage you to become such. So we do want to use that to briefly update you about what PKSG has been doing. But as we are a small group, I promise that will not take more than 10 minutes. So the first thing to note, and that might be a change compared to the last years, is that we have had a major renewal of the committee, and the colorful names here are the new members of the committee. So you do see that, I guess two-thirds of the committee have been renewed in the last year. Gary Dimsky joined us, Anina Kaltenbrunner, who is also one of the organizers of today's workshop, joined us. So Mitchell joined us. He's also one of the organizers of today's workshop, and I'm tempted to say effectively the lead organizer of what we have here. Özlem Onuran joined us, and myself, with Mark Hayes, Jonathan Ferriton, and Geoff Tilley staying on the board. When we had our first meeting as the new committee, we had to revisit an old debate in the post-Keynesian study group, that is, what is our focus, to what extent do we want to focus on activities in Britain, to what extent do we want to put energies in international networking, and I know that this debate in various guises has been around for a long, long time. It was our conclusion that we do want to focus on British activities in part, well, most of all, because we have limited resources. As Mark tends to put it, we don't have a shortage of ideas. We have a shortage of commitment and people who are willing to implement those ideas. So we do have to be clear on what we want to focus on. There's a whole range of international conferences and associations, and we are not convinced that we have that much to add to that. However, there's a lot of critical potential at British universities, and we think that our input in Britain will have, I guess the technical term is, a higher marginal product of our scarce labour. Now, one thing that in particular we want to focus on is, however you want to call it, educational activities, student-oriented activities. In the course of the crisis, there's a certain renewal of activism and debate, and in the mainstream Keynesian ideas in various incarnations, not obviously in post-Keynesian incarnations, are becoming more acceptable again. And we do think it's important that we have events that introduce interested people, namely interested students, to post-Keynesian ideas, and you'll see a little bit more on that in a second. The core activity has been and will be the annual workshop, which you are now proudly part of. One other thing that we've been doing is we've been trying to move on to the digital age. Don't say that we are late in that. So we are the working papers of PKSG have been digital for a long time, but only for members. We are using to moving to open access, and in particular to the RegTech database. Yes, that's the first one. So we've been trying to move our working paper series to an publicly an open access source, and we're using RegTech for that. That is taking some time because traditionally PKSG working papers have been accessible only to PKSG members, and we now have to individually contact people to make sure that they're happy with their papers going online, and we have to take a quick look at the papers. But we are on RedPack now with 10 papers on there, and I'm tempted to say by the month they're getting more. Some statistics on that, we're economists after all. According to RedPack, we have some 400 downloads in the last year. We've only been online with the working papers there for a year, and some 800 abstract views with some 10 working papers or so by now. But of course, the highlights in terms of downloads, Mark tells me, are some 78,000 MP3 downloads. These are the podcasts of various Kent seminars. We are also in the process of introducing a policy note series that goes with the working paper series. By that we mean that if you're bringing out a working paper in the PKSG series that is policy relevant, we would encourage you to write up a one-page sort of executive summary that could be circulated to think tanks, policy institutions, and so on. That'll take a while for us to set it up in a fashion that exceeds a critical mass. But as a lot of our work is relevant for economic policy, we thought that it would be a good idea to think about the format that makes the work that people in PKSG are doing more accessible to policymakers. And there's, as far as I'm aware, two policy notes now, but I did not find them on our web yesterday. We'll probably discuss that at the dinner. Now, that is how the RedPack/ideas access of our working paper series looks now. We have, looking at the last 2-3 years, about 10 working papers a year. As you see, not all of them are online yet. And that is the PKSG page on working papers, where you see a large number of papers, and the open access means that it's accessible via RedPack. The second, our main focus other than this annual workshop is that we have thought about student-oriented events. And we've had a first half-day event on the Euro crisis and Keynesian economics in Leeds with a very impressive turnout of about 100 students. Leeds was very effective in advertising the event, I have to say. Leeds will have a PhD workshop on gender, race, and imbalances of the Great Moderation and the Great Recession later in June. And the biggest event that we're going to have is we're going to have an introduction to post-Keynesian economics and political economy, a 3-day workshop in cooperation with the political economy research group at Kingston University. As you might know, I am the intersection between PKSG and PERC, and thus I'm partly responsible for that. Now, that is a 3-day workshop where, roughly speaking, we're going to have a day of lectures of post-Keynesian economics, a day of lectures on political economy, and a day of almost a day of bringing things together and looking at economic policy making. Again, the idea here is to, given that post-Keynesian economics is excluded from the teaching curricula of the overwhelming majority of economics departments in this country, it's important that we think about ways of introducing people and students in particular to post-Keynesian economics, and that event is one attempt in doing so. The registration for that is still open, so if you have students who might be interested in that, please pass it on to them. Now, there is one part of PKSG activities that has been steadily going on for years, thanks to Mark's efforts. That's the Keynes Seminar in Cambridge. Here you have the program of the past academic years, and you can download the postcards and the slides of the presentations on the PKSG webpage. Now, that is my update from the PKSG activities. If there's a burning desire for discussion of that, we're happy to take a few minutes to take your comments. If not, I suggest that we start with the first panel. We will have a dinner tonight, and I trust that in between the panels in the breaks and the dinner, we'll have time to discuss PKSG and organizing matters. PKSG is always happy to accept new members, and depending on your level of enthusiasm and commitment, we are also happy to consider enlargements of the committee.